Bill C-69 is coming under fire from the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers, who accuses the federal government of damaging the country's economic future. Paul Barnes is Director of Atlantic Canada and Arctic for the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers. He joins me live in the studio. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, good morning, Patty.
Like most big pieces of legislation, people know by its number, maybe not exactly what's entailed inside the legislation. What is Bill C-69 and what does it matter?
Well, Bill C-69 is a federal piece of legislation that is called the Impact Assessment Act. And basically, it assesses large energy projects throughout the country on the impact it may have primarily on the environment. It is meant to replace a piece of legislation that's in place now called CEA 2012, which stands for the Canadian Environmental Assessment Act 2012 version.
For this province, what are your main concerns regarding Newfoundland's offshore?
Yeah, so the main concerns are what has happened over the last several weeks is the bill has been in the Senate, and a Senate committee has undertaken to do a complete review of the bill. Matter of fact, as you may know, they did a cross-Canada tour, and one of the places they stopped was here in St. John's to hear about concerns on the bill from a variety of different organizations like ourselves and NOIA and the government of Newfoundland even. And the Senate made a number of suggested amendments to the bill, and that bill went back to the House of Commons this week. And the House of Commons largely rejected many of those amendments, especially ones that are associated with the offshore, or associated with the oil and gas industry. So from an offshore perspective, our biggest concern over the bill is really the timelines and some of the lack of the clarity around the timelines. Time is obviously money to us, and what we as an industry want is if we embark on a legislative process like an environmental assessment process, we want to know what the timelines are and that there's an end in sight. We're not afraid of environmental assessments. We undertake them around the world. We just need to understand better kind of what is the time frame for undertaking them and when they will be complete, because they could drag on forever. And that's one of the main problems with this bill. And one of the Senate amendments was to put a hard stop on the amount of time that the government can take to assess a project. They suggested somewhere around 700 days, which is still large compared to international jurisdictions. But at least it was a hard stop date so that us as an industry knows, okay, if we undertake a project, most, there'll be a 700-day kind of assessment project. That was rejected within the House of Commons, so it's now open at the discretion of the agency as to how long the assessment may go.
You know, there's more than two phases to offshore oil development, but let's break it down to two.
Yes.
Exploration and then go ahead to produce. For exploratory wells, a project that takes maybe 60, 90 days, but you need almost maybe 3 years sometimes for approval, what's the status of exploratory wells insofar as Bill C-69 is concerned?
Okay, so associated with the bill, there's what's called a designated project list. And that is basically a regulation. So on that list is a list of projects that will be assessed by the bill. So exploration wells is listed on the designated project list, or will be listed once it becomes law. But there's a qualifier there, and the qualifier is that exploration wells will only go through the environmental assessment process in areas where there hasn't been a regional environmental assessment. So if there's a regional environmental assessment, an exploration well doesn't have to go through the full assessment according to the Act, which is a positive move from us, from our perspective as an oil and gas industry. The problem we do have is the process of a regional assessment is poorly defined or ill-defined in the Act. We don't know who will undertake it, if the offshore petroleum boards have a role, or even how long it will take.
And we have a lot of unexplored territory out there.
That's
we're going
right.
further offshore now when we see Equinor, and they're going out into the Flemish Pass, Jean d'Arc Basin. What does it mean for investor confidence? Because we've seen seven new players come to the offshore here, some 100 applications for work to be done offshore. What does it mean for those investors, the big oil companies?
And that's our biggest concern, is going forward. Right now, there is a number of drilling programs that are expected to occur over the next several years, and they have already filed their environmental assessment process or program under the current legislation, so they're protected. They won't fall under the new legislation if it's passed. The same with the Bay du Nord project. If that can sanction in the next year or two, that is also protected under the old legislation because they have filed under the old legislation. The concern for us is the future investment. What impact will this may have on the next land sale, for example? Because worldwide companies are saying, "Well, we don't know how long it will take to get approval for certain projects in Canada now, and in the offshore in Newfoundland and Nova Scotia in particular. So we'll be spending time and money to invest here. That would be our biggest concern.
Some people say that maybe the industry is exaggerating the concern here, because we just had a record single parcel sale at the CNLOPB. We had a record annual sale at the CNLOPB. The oil companies keep a very close eye on government. They know Canada was moving towards this potential stage of environmental assessments and timelines and regulatory issues. So what do you say to people who say, what are you exaggerating? And you just want to have a carefree, reckless approach to producing.
No, I mean, again, here in the offshore, we haven't seen the impact. And our concern, obviously, is future impact and the challenge of future investment. We have seen, certainly, the impact in Western Canada. Companies have closed their business. They've gone to the U.S. Investments have curtailed off considerably. So the impact is real and quantifiable. And we think it's only going to get worse with this legislation.
Appreciate your time this morning, Paul. Thank you.
Anytime, Patty. Thank you.
That's Paul Barnes. He's the director of Atlantic Canada and the Arctic for the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers.